Okay, so mom hasn't come out yet. She's still sleeping. And if she's sleeping, I don't wake her unless we have something to do. Like yesterday, I woke her up. If you look on the calendar, we had the quest appointment. You don't need to look at the calendar. I'll just tell you. We had the quest appointment yesterday at 9:10. And so I went in to wake her up so that I could get her dressed and ready to go. And it's only times like that that'll wake her up, because she doesn't rest very much. She doesn't sleep very much. It's not uncommon for her to be up in the middle of the night and walking around and doing nothing. That's why I said if I come out and see her in the chair, then I know that she was up in the middle of the night. And she could wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and be wandering around the house and, you know, trying to straighten up things. And, but then she'll crash out in the chair, half covered up in a blanket with no shoes on or no slippers on, and, you know, uncomfortable. So the first thing I look for when I come out of my room is she sitting in that chair. If I see things that have moved around, you know, signs of her being up, then I'll look around in the room to see if she's sitting somewhere else. I'll go into the kitchen, look and see if she's sitting in there. And then I have caught her once back in the chamber room in the chair in there. So as I'm going back to go to the bathroom, I'll go a little bit further and look in there and see if she's sitting in that chair, just because, you know, I care about her and I want to take care of her. So right now she's sleeping. I'm not going to wake her up. I'm going to be quiet out here. And when she wakes up, we'll start from there.